Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Glad to be here with you on this Tuesday edition of Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Gester. We'll give away some HTO later this hour. Stadium talk, Tommy, is maybe where we'll head a little bit here. We've got our Chiefs insider, Felix Johnson, coming up, and he's been writing about a potential dome. I've said forever, if they're coming to Kansas, they better put a damn dome on that thing, or at least the ability to get a dome. Otherwise, don't bring it to Kansas because you lose the ability to use the stadium in bad weather. It's a stupid thing to do anymore to build one of these stadiums that can't be multi-use. We'll get into that. Travis Kelce speaking out, Tommy, as Missouri's trying to – Travis Kelce's, you know, preference is to have Arrowhead. It's where he's always played, which is interesting that he would kind of make a stance, even though he's not going to be on the team when the stadium is built, unless he's a – what would he be? He would have to be like 45 years old at that point. I don't know what Missouri's doing. So the deadline sort of played, and it's always been the deadline. It's been June 30th for Kansas. Kansas has said from the beginning, here's our offer. We'll give you 70%, more than we normally give out in these star bonds. You got till the 30th, you better decide. And to me, it just continues to seem like the Chiefs would really like to stay. But Missouri can't do anything. And so what's going to happen here? I don't know. But like, I still don't see Missouri making any real progress, Tommy, to anything of substance to get this done. So if you're the Chiefs, like, are you okay being like a, you know, the second choice? It just seems like to me we're the second choice over here on this side, but nothing's changed. Like, here it is. And the Chiefs are like, okay, but, you know, Missouri, like, Missouri's still going to, like, you're going to, you know, what are you thinking over here? They're not going to match the offer of Kansas. They can't. They don't have the mechanisms in place to do it. So what are we doing here?
Yeah, I mean, I think that a couple things come into play. Number one is the fact that, yeah, I think that the Chiefs organization, whether or not they've been public about it or not, I would imagine their preference would be to stay in Missouri. That's where Lamar Hunt founded the team. That's where, you know, he moved them from Dallas to the Missouri side. They've been at Arrowhead for a long time, obviously. Like, the legacy, the tradition, the history, it's all there. I would imagine that the preference of the Hunt family is to keep it in the state of Missouri. That's number one. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if, you know, this is going back and forth and the Chiefs are like, hey, last second, Missouri, anything else you can do, anything you want to do, because we would prefer to stay with you. But then on the flip side of that, I also absolutely think it's the right thing for the state of Kansas to do, to start to hold some feet to the fire and say, look, this is not a deal that will remain forever. We are not going to just sit back and let you continue to go back and forth with the state of Missouri and try to, you know, use us as leverage and play us against them and all of that. This deal will expire at a deadline, and either take it or leave it, you know, and good luck if you leave it, you know, because Missouri has not shown that they've got the fortitude to be able to make something happen. So I certainly think that we're getting close to the point to where the state of Kansas, for both of these teams, should be able to start to play some hardball and say, look, we've put out a very attractive offer for both of you guys to come across the border. We understand first right of refusal. We understand that you want to do right by Missouri and all of that. But at the same time, this is not an offer in perpetuity. Like, it's going to have a deadline to it. It's going to have an expiration date. And you better strike while the iron is hot, or that deal is going to come off the table. And I certainly think that we're getting closer and closer to that with each passing day. I don't know how likely it is that Kansas will rescind the offer, but if you listen to some of the politicians on the Kansas side,
Clark Hunt has said he thinks that's a real deadline.
The state. I mean, Dan Hawkins, who's the guy, the politician on the Kansas side that's been kind of driving this entire ship, has said multiple times there is a deadline to this, and we are not going to extend it.
And there should be, by the way. There absolutely should be a deadline. Look, the great fear, again, is that they would leave and go. That's the card that they'll always hold. But, I mean, at some point, like, you can S or get off the pot. Like, you can either drag us along while you try to wait for Missouri to figure it out. Missouri doesn't have the appetite for it. Here's a quote from a Missouri lawmaker, Darren Chappell. I'm obnoxious during football season. I've got constituents, though, trying to pay their rent and feed themselves, and they're struggling. And I'm going to take their money and give it to billionaires so multimillionaires can play in a prettier place. That's obscene. And he's not wrong. It is obscene. We should not be paying for these facilities. As a general rule, it's just at the moment the cost of doing business. And so the opportunity that arises out of it, though, is for a state like Kansas, who doesn't have anything like this, right? Like, there's nothing like this in the state of Kansas. The state of Kansas, who is a smaller state, less populous state, looking to always drive economy. That's why star bonds exist in the first place, is to drive, you know, tourism dollars in the economy. Well, there is no bigger tourism draw right now, or there are not many, than an NFL franchise. And then this, at the same time, a venue to host the biggest events in the world. The World Cup's coming to Kansas City next year. What if that stadium was right across the border? How much of that revenue then goes to the state of Kansas? How many jobs go to the state of Kansas? I've said this before. If that stadium's over here and there is a mid to low level worker working on that stadium that is not from the state of Kansas, and you haven't exhausted every resource to make that a reality, you're not doing it right. So, like, there is a lot that comes with it. Is it going to pay for itself? I don't know. There's great research and reporting on that for days and days and days that says there's no chance it does. There are other examples that it could get close, and there are other examples of what are you looking at to true impact of what this does. Like, is it going to – I don't know if it will – directly through dollars generated. That's more up to the people that will fill it up when it's not being used for football or baseball to determine that, I would imagine. But it may not. But is the benefit of what it does for you going to outweigh whatever deficit remains? Those are things that you got to take a leap of faith with.
And on that note, I mean, there are countless examples of star bond projects all around the state of Kansas. And I know that there is plentiful research on whether or not those projects pay for themselves or not. And there are quite a few of them here in Wichita that are sports related. There are some that are non-sports related that are, you know, entire districts with shopping and things like that. I think of the K-96 and Greenwich corridor, like that's, you know, very much a Star Bonds area and all of that. But on that note, there has never been Star Bond projects to the level of this. Yep. Even if you look at Legends, you look at Kansas Speedway, all of that pales in comparison to what a Starbonds project that would include a potential football dome, a baseball stadium, whatever that is. And we might even be talking about, probably are talking about, two completely different locations on the Kansas side. They're not going to be in a complex together. This is unlike anything that a Starbond has ever done in this state before. So you can look at all the research that's out there. You can read all the articles that are out there. You can make assumptions about the way that Starbonds work and do they pay for themselves? Does it ultimately end up on the shoulders of the taxpayers down the road? All of that that's all fair, and those questions should be asked. But at the same time, you just don't know with a project at this scale, because there's not been a Starbond project like this ever before in the state of Kansas.
At minimum, it's going to be 10 times more than Children's Mercy. In reality, it's probably going to be 20 times more expensive than Children's Mercy, which I believe I read last night was $150 million. It's before my time here. But you're looking at anywhere from $1.5 to $3 billion on both of these stadiums. I think a best case scenario for the state of Kansas is for the Chiefs to come and the Royals to play in downtown Kansas City. Like, there is very little to no chance. I shouldn't say that, because if you get the Royals, you're getting 81 locked in book it dates. I don't know what you do with the rest of the dates, but at least you have 81 of them there. So, and that's more jobs too. You know, that's jobs that many more times. I don't know. It's hard, because you're going to find people can job these numbers, Tommy, any way they want to, right? Like, it's easy for a detractor to take it and say, there's no chance. This is the math on XYZ. It's easy for the proponents to say, you're not looking at the big picture. How many jobs does it create? How much tax revenue does it create outside of the Starbond through income tax and all these things? So you have all these different things. But I think at the bottom line for the state of Kansas, it's pretty simple, because it's like, we don't have anything like that. That becomes our greatest tourism export. Our greatest entertainment venue would be these things. Let's take the risk, right? It's no more or less risky than a casino. Like, it's, you know, you're just trying to get people to come into your state, and this would do that. You get a Super Bowl, you get a draft, you get like all these things. Eventually, that's the other thing. How much Starbond revenue comes if the Super Bowl is here in between that? You want to talk about tax revenue. That'd pay for a large portion of it just through that event, right? So there's a lot to it. Missouri's still not doing anything is the bottom line, though. And they're just still sitting there, and Kansas keeps saying, yo, June 30th is your deadline. And I think the Chiefs believe it, as much as they want to continue to court Missouri.
I think the Royals believe it too. I mean, it was last week, the day that you were off, when we talked about how the Royals secured that, you know, former Sprint campus, right? You know, and so I think that they believe that that's a real deadline as well. You know, is it a leverage play? Probably. But at the same time, if I'm a Kansas lawmaker, I'm absolutely going to hold their feet to the fire and say, why in the world would we extend this? It is a fantastic offer to both of these organizations. Yeah. Why would we ever extend this?
Yeah. They're not going to all of a sudden say, you know what, we'll give you 90%. We'll come back. Felix Johnson's in. Let's talk about this dome potentially.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
All right, welcome back in here to Sports Daily. Glad to be with you. Jacob Albrocht here. Alongside Felix Johnson. We'll get Tommy back in just a minute. Felix, how's everything going in this lull of the football schedule for you?
It's a good time. You know, it's a good time for people like us to try and scrounge for football content to talk about, obviously, with the Chiefs and everything. There's different things that we can needle around with, and if you want to tinker around enough, you can find something to talk about. But for those looking for, like, fantasy advice, this is the perfect time to get involved, because you're getting into training camps and different organized team activities, if you will, before training camp. So this is the time of year to get extra educated, if you will.
What's interesting too for the Chiefs, there just really aren't a lot of, like, storylines for the camps like that might normally be there, because they essentially ran it back.
Right.
Like, there's nothing other than, which we're not going to be able to do anyway, watching left tackle play in, you know, shorts and a t-shirt. Like, that's the thing. Like, that's the question. So it's going to be pretty business as usual here. There just aren't very many questions or storylines, because they brought the same team back this year.
Well, and it was even interesting last offseason, where it seemed like every other Kansas City Chief was getting in trouble, whether it was Wanya Morris, and I can't remember, I think it was another offensive lineman got arrested. Obviously, the Rashee Rice incident there. But this is right after they won the Super Bowl, so a little bit of the cloud and then the shade was over. So now it makes sense. It behooves them to have a more quiet offseason, because they lost the Super Bowl. So if they would have lost the Super Bowl and then had somewhat of last offseason where everybody gets in trouble for one reason or another, then it would make things a lot more noisy going into 2025. But obviously with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid at the top of your franchise and managing everything, things are going to work out. And so, again, this is their time of year. That, I heard it earlier this week where like a quarterback is more of a management position like a head coach or general manager is, aside from every other player. I think this is the time of year where Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and Brett Veach shine the most, because this is where you quote unquote build culture. You know, I know that term gets thrown around a lot with Dan Campbell and just about every good team in the NFL, but this is the time of year that you do it in.
Yeah. It is. Culture matters. It's how the Chiefs navigate some of the off the field stuff, is because inside and in the locker room, it always seems so airtight. I also think this is a time for Spags to shine. Mm-hmm. Offensively, there just aren't going to be a lot of questions. I don't think even a lot of changes, honestly, but man on defense, they have a chance to infuse some of this young talent that they brought in, maybe work some new things, come up with some new designs. This feels like more of Spags's time defensively to make some improvements and try to install some things to get this defense freshened up a little bit. It's a defense that's been fantastic for 2 years. Make no mistake about it, but it's going to have to continue to evolve, I think.
Right. And I don't know if I 100% agree with you on that. I mean, it's not necessarily a bad thing either. It's just that, especially with Spags, he's a defensive backs coach by trade, even more specifically than being a defensive coordinator. So a lot of those defensive backs have been with the Chiefs for a while. We've seen them. We've talked about it 100 times at this point, where 2022, they win the Super Bowl their rookie year, their second year, they win the Super Bowl again, they're playing in their third straight Super Bowl in their third year, and now it's a lot of their contract years. Trent McDuffie, we've talked about all that good stuff. Now, I think that there's an infusion of talent in the front seven, whether it's going to be Omar Norman, Astro Gillette, depending on what George Karloftis is going to do in his contract year. So I even think that, like, even for Spags specifically, his job might not even be that hard as it was previously, because he's not installing a defense with younger players. These guys they're young and they're around, they're hungry and everything, but they're also veteran because you've been their defensive coordinator and they've had this amount of success over the last near half decade.
But they, you know, like for me, it's Norman Lott, Gelati, like these guys, whether they're the real deal and like this high impact guys this year, they're going to be soon enough. What did they do? Mm-hmm. They took five defensive players, I think, in the first five rounds, like four in the first five rounds. Like, those are going to be guys that after this year will almost certainly need to be contributors. Like, they have to be ready to roll because they're not going to be able to keep all these players. We've talked about it a billion times. They're going to have to make some hard decisions. The more these guys can get acclimated now, whether they're, you know, starters this year or not, better it's going to be for extending this, you know, this franchise's window to win Super Bowls.
Yeah, we always talk about like a player sitting down for a year or whatever the case may be and learning the position when it comes to quarterbacks. But the same is true for just about every position. And sometimes we talk about it with left tackle, where Kingsley Suamataia might have needed it last year, and whatever the case might have been, whatever that looks like. But it happens, especially in the case of the Chiefs, where they have basically a full secondary. But like what we're saying, a lot of those guys either are going to leave and get better offers elsewhere, or the Chiefs are just going to be able to afford them, whatever the case may be. And so guys like that they just drafted this year are going to be expected to step up sooner rather than later. So I think you're absolutely right.
All right, let's talk about what you wrote for Arrowhead Addict here. Felix Johnson is our Chiefs insider. That is one of the places you can find his work. A dome. Look, if the Chiefs come to the state of Kansas and they don't put a damn dome on the stadium that we're paying for, it will be criminal. It can't even be a question of if a dome. If they're building a new stadium and don't allow there to be a roof on it, I don't care if it's a permanent dome, but if it's not you ain't getting $4 billion and not putting a roof on that thing so we can use it when the weather sucks.
Oh, for sure.
Like, can't even be a question.
Not only we live in the Midwest, obviously that makes sense. But I think in 2025, if you're building something now, it has to have multiple uses. Just because
you're spending $5 billion on it,
exactly. I mean, and especially in a state like Kansas, where $5 billion isn't going to go as far as it would in California. I don't know, whatever. I don't know how money works. I'm a sports guy, but at the end of the day, I think that building a, if you're going to move at all, you have to build a dome. But at the end of the day, I think having the Kansas City's whatever you want to call it, advantage, cold weather advantage when they get it, it is kind of beneficial at times.
Well, but make it retractable.
Yeah.
I don't care what the Chiefs play under. I care what the stadium does for the state of Kansas. No,
for sure. I care about the concerts and the events and the other things that are going to happen there. And like, obviously, if Kansas City wants to get a Super Bowl, like it'd be more likely to have it under a dome, especially in February when weather is more likely to be snowy or rainy or whatever, just crappy. So it's more likely that you're going to get a Super Bowl and things, just more things in general, whether it's NFL or not. I mean, who knows, a Final Four at some point. So there's a lot of different things, I mean, that you can do with a dome outside of just football. And I think it just behooves. That's why Clark Hunt is just like, yeah, let's just go ahead and get a dome.
Now, as far as the Chiefs, and this is what you wrote about, I mean, if we're talking 2031 mm-hmm. here, Mahomes maybe is still a part of things, which, you know, look, I don't know that you, like they can redefine themselves. I don't know even how much anymore you change based on the weather. The Chiefs playing as bad a weather. What are our bad weather teams right now? The Chiefs, the Bills, the Ravens,
mm-hmm. the AFC. Teams.
They're all high octane offenses.
Mm-hmm.
Like playing outdoors doesn't hold any of them back.
Absolutely, and I think it is kind of interesting when it comes to like the contenders in the AFC, because all of these quarterbacks have found a way to throw the ball well in the cold, with the exception of like Lamar Jackson, but his game, he's obviously effective in other ways. So I think that Kansas City, they do have an advantage. Like when we saw a couple years ago, Miami comes into town and it plays in the coldest game. Now it's not going to happen like that every single year, but you might get a Houston team coming in on a 20 degree wild card game. And so, like, it does help out when you have different things like that. And even in especially where Kansas City is, and especially how the playoff seeding works out, even if you are the 2 seed, as high as you can almost get, you still might be playing in the wild card. So you might as well get as every advantage you can. And that's playing in Arrowhead and Kansas City. You saw that when they played Miami just a couple years ago.
It'll be there. And again, I don't mind if it's a retractable roof.
Right.
They don't do those very often. It doesn't feel like anymore. Arizona's, is that the last one?
Like
retractable roof? They didn't put one in Minnesota. They didn't. The LA stadium, is that I don't think that's a retractable roof.
I think that actually is a retractable roof. It's just like super cool because it's
okay,
LA.
Okay. Dallas does. I mean, it'll be fine. Just put a dome on them. What's your take on all that? You want them in Kansas? You're Kansas guy.
I don't care. It's still a 3-hour drive. Like either way, it doesn't matter one way or another to me. It's just, to me, Arrowhead has its benefits and obviously the nostalgia of it all. But if you can build a dome, I'll pay a couple more dollars in taxes, I guess.
You won't, unless you go use it in the state of Kansas.
That's
you
true.
Won't.
That's true.
Only if you're going up to the game, at least for now.
Yeah.
Only if you're going up to the game. So what should we be watching for then, Felix? As we look bigger picture across the NFL, not just the Chiefs. We've got camps coming up. Like, what are some of the things that you really think should be needle movers in this summertime before we get to training camp truly? But you know, these are mandatory workouts coming up here next mm-hmm. on the NFL calendar. So any particular holdouts we need to be looking for, any particular, you know, battles? Obviously Pittsburgh needs a quarterback. We've got the post June 1 cut thing that I never truly understand as it comes against the cap. What should we be watching for?
Well, I think what's interesting, and it's not even that interesting because it's Dallas, but Micah Parsons is going into his second week. He's not participating in organized team activities. And it's just another instance of Dallas holding. Like, we know you're going to end up paying Micah Parsons. That's something like, he's that dude. He's one of the 3 best defensive players in the league. And you're just holding off paying him because you're going to have to end up paying him until somebody else is going to get paid before him, and his price is only going to increase because guess what? Micah Parsons is probably better than the guy that just got signed. So you're only costing yourself money, Jerry Jones. And so that's why it's even more frustrating to talk about, is that it's just Jerry Jones waiting to pay somebody else again. And so like, it's hard to talk about of like, Jerry Jones, like, here we go. But I think the most interesting division to look at as a whole would be the NFC North, because last year, obviously, everybody was good in it. I think we're going to see some type of flip in it, because I think Minnesota's still going to be very good, but J.J. McCarthy's their quarterback now. Detroit, we might see somebody slip off because they lost both their coordinators. Frank Ragnow, their center, retires this week, and so we're seeing some things shift around. And so I really like the NFC North as a division, and I'm interested to see where they go as the offseason progresses.
Educate me on Kirk Cousins. What can happen with him, with Atlanta, with the post cut or whatever it is, the designation? Is that something that could happen with him? Is he in play? I guess for me, like, is he in play for Pittsburgh?
I think he's the better play for Pittsburgh, because he's as good of a quarterback as Aaron Rodgers is, and maybe slightly worse, but with way less baggage. He's not going to be Aaron Rodgers, obviously, but neither is Aaron Rodgers anymore. So I think that you can get Kirk Cousins and be fine, because you're Pittsburgh. They're going to win somewhere between 7 and 9 games next year, and Kirk Cousins can do that for you. They're not going to win a Super Bowl, and Kirk Cousins nor Aaron Rodgers is going to do that for them.
Yeah, but there's like a financial component to him too.
And Kirk Cousins, he's going to be like one of the richest quarterbacks to barely ever play.
Well, but Aaron Rodgers has still got to get paid. It's not like he's going to come play for Pittsburgh for free. So it's going to have to be one of the two.
Right. And it makes sense for Atlanta to offload Kirk Cousins because you've moved on, obviously. You moved on before you even signed him, it seemed like.
Yeah, I think there's a better chance Kirk Cousins refines what he was 2-3 years ago than Aaron Rodgers.
For sure.
He's 2 years from the this will be 2 years from the Achilles. And this will be
year two, yes.
Yeah, and then it'll be year three for Rodgers. So last year it'd be for both, wouldn't it? It'd be for both of them. Yeah, he just got hurt later in the season.
Yeah,
then Rodgers
just got hurt on the fourth snap of the game.
Yeah, I think we saw it from Rod. I think we saw last year what Rodgers has in the tank. And it's better than they got out of Russell Wilson.
Even with Rodgers, like, his last season in Green Bay wasn't that good. And then he got hurt in New York, and then we saw last. So it's been 3 years since we've seen Aaron Rodgers be good.
And he's older than Cousins.
Exactly.
Whereas Cousins last year struggled, but he still very much was in that early stage of an Achilles recovery.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most anti-Pittsburgh thing ever. Anti-Mike Tomlin, anti the Rooneys. Like, how have they even put themselves in this situation? I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Well, I think it's kind of one of those things where when you never bottom out, like, we never want to see anybody tank. Like, players never tank, but organizations do. And this organization, obviously, like you said, you listed off all the names that are involved with it, they're not going to tank. They just refuse to do it. And so I'm not even saying that, like, oh, we should, the Pittsburgh Steelers as a unit are wrong for that, but they're not going to get a quarterback until they bottom out and draft one. And they pass on Shedeur Sanders, not saying that he would have been the correct choice, but
they tried
he
would
have been a choice. They tried with Kenny Pickett, but that also didn't work out because he was Kenny Pickett. So I feel like you kind of have to bottom out. And he was the 20th pick of the draft or whatever year it was. So you kind of have to bottom out and get one of those top 10 and more likely top 5 picks, or trade up if you want to do that, Pittsburgh. But you're probably in a world where you have to offload a TJ Watt or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just it's crazy. It's crazy to imagine that they let go of two quarterbacks that would have been at least as good as what's on the table, and there was never anything else on the table if they weren't going to draft one. And
talk of them trying to grab another offensive contributor outside of DK Metcalf. I was like, you just traded George Pickens, so like, what are you doing?
Yeah, for who to throw to him? I mean, good luck, Will Howard, a guy that we all root for.
Love Will Howard.
But. He's got the best shot to me right now in the room of doing something like it. You know,
that would be awesome. I'd be happy for Will Howard, but he's Will Howard.
Right. He was a 6th round pick. You know, I mean, he was what he was. All right. Felix, we'll find your work at Arrowhead Addict. You can follow Felix on X at Felix R. Johnson as we make our way through the very, very small window of what you might describe as a slow season in the NFL, but it'll be gone before we know it. Felix is right. Get ready for your fantasy football drafts. Now's the time. There goes Felix. We appreciate that. The good news for us is we have the Royals the last couple of years, but this is the slower season for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, we just got through state track where we've got golf will, you know, kind of come onto the radar here a little bit stronger. We'll finish out the College World Series, and then baseball gets that short time to kind of dominate the NBA Finals. I mean, it annoys me to talk about ratings, but they're not going to be big national needle movers this year with Oklahoma City and Indiana. Doesn't mean they're not going to be awesome. I think they have a chance to be, but it is that time of year where we're sort of in that doldrum.
Max has let me know, by the way, that we do have a voice message from the Odyssey app about the NBA Finals. And so probably going back to, you know, our conversation at the very top of the show. So I believe Max has that queued up and ready to go.
Hey guys, I may be one of the rare people that's actually excited for the NBA Finals. I think it's an opportunity for us to see a potential new dynasty at its birth, not just with how good that current roster is and how young that roster is, but they have a ton of draft picks here in the coming years that they can either acquire new young talent with through the draft, or they can trade away for some veteran pieces that might help them be even more powerful here in the couple years. But also wanted to touch base on Scottie Scheffler. I think I saw a stat that he has more wins in his last couple of events. He's got 3 wins as opposed to the Colorado Rockies that have 3 wins in their last 29 games. So they both have 3 wins in about the same amount of time. Pretty unbelievable what his game's doing right now. Have a great day.
I love that.
Good stuff.
That's so good. And
did we get a name on that call? Good message.
Andy.
Good job, Andy. Good stuff. I think that's all good stuff. You read our minds. Those are all things that were on my mind for this last segment. As far as, look, the Thunder and Pacers, I think there are lots of people that are excited about it because they're two young, awesome teams. Again, like, I don't know why we care so much about, like, what are we, the TV networks now? Like, who cares if it's going to be the highest rated or the lowest rated, just in an individual. Like if we were seeing ratings for the league tank for an entire year, I think it's more relevant. Yeah, there are fewer people in these home markets. Of course it's going to be lower, but who cares? They're two good young teams. I hope that it's an exciting series. My fear is that Oklahoma City dominates the series. I don't even care how many games. I just want the games to be close. Like if it's 7 games, but they're all blowouts one way or the other, to me, that's not a good series. But if it's 4 games and they're all down to the wire, last second type of situations, that's still a good series to me. So that's what I hope for. I don't know about an Oklahoma City dynasty, Tommy. I think it's a challenge for them because they have retention issues. They always have. Now, you never know. Every player is different. Every group of players is different. You might be able to talk them into making Oklahoma City home base. But more often than not in the NBA, small market dynasties seem to be more difficult than they are in the other sports. Football, like Kansas City's a small market. We all just assume all the Chiefs players want to be there, right? And they'll keep them there. There's a salary cap. Oklahoma City will have the financial capacity to keep all their players or most of them if the players want to stay. The challenge with their last dynasty is none of them stuck around. I mean, Russell Westbrook did, I guess, the longest. So that's, I think, what you don't – that becomes the unknown a little bit for dynasty with the Thunder. Will they be good enough? Yeah, I think they could be. But can they get everybody to stick around, I think, becomes the bigger challenge.
I think they've got staying power for sure as a franchise from the foundation all the way up. Is that a dynasty foundation? Is it like what we saw with the Warriors where this team is going to just roll over every other team in the NBA year in and year out and win consecutive titles over a stretch of several years? Probably not. I don't think that that's the definition of what this team is. But can they be contenders every single year? Absolutely, I think they can. I think there is enough parity in the NBA right now that the era of the super team is kind of past and gone and done. I mean, just the fact that we've seen different champions
for now,
but at least, you know, the fact that we've seen different champions every single year for what the last, what was that, 7 or 8 years?
A lot.
a lot.
Not even repeat finals appearances.
Exactly. I mean, like, there are so many teams that are there and they're knocking on the door and they're contending. There are probably more teams in the NBA right now that feel like they can win a title than maybe ever before.
Right.
Like, there are only a handful of teams that, you know, you can look at right now and be like, yep, they're not winning the title. But by and large, I think a lot of teams have championship aspirations, and the Thunder are absolutely one of them. But is it a realistic expectation that even with the young talent, even with the draft picks, that they're going to be repeat champions consistently? I don't think that's a realistic expectation. But I absolutely think they can be contenders. I absolutely think they can be in the mix every single year for sure.
Well, yeah, so can Denver, right? So can the Celtics. We'll see what happens with Jason Tatum. There's a lot of teams that are going to be in the mix. You go back, like San Antonio's the one that jumps out. They were able to be a little bit dynastic in the smallest market, right? They won that first one and then went a few years, but then they won one in, you know, 2003, 2005, 2007, waited a while, 2014. So that stretch from, you know, in the early 2000s, I think that would probably be a dynasty. And it was, there were two different versions of it within it, which it also takes. It's hard. It's harder for the small market teams. The Mavericks faced this forever with Dirk, right? You've got one of the best players ever, and they just couldn't get free agents to get in there to help him. And finally they did, and they won their title. And they got Tyson Chandler and Jason Kidd and those guys to come in. So, but they got to get one first. You got to get your first title. They were good enough in the regular season, and maybe this is to the point Andy was trying to make. Last year, did they lead the league in wins last year right behind the Celtics?
Yeah, they were right there. They were right there.
Yeah, so they were already on this path, but now to be a dynasty, you have to win the championships. Dallas had the most wins like over that stretch, I'll bet you, than anybody for those years of Dirk, but they only turned it into one title. That's not a dynasty. They won all the games, but only got the one title. And they should have had two. They blew it against the Heat. The Thunder had all those wins with Kevin Durant and James Harden and Russell Westbrook. Never got the titles. It's not a dynasty. It's a great stretch, like, and a great thing for the city and all these. But it's not dynasty. You got to win the titles. So they got to get that one first before we can say maybe they could be a dynasty. They still have to win the finals. And to your point, I don't know that that's ever been more difficult than it is right now. And I think I subscribe to there is more talent than ever before. And it just is kind of spreading out naturally. Maybe there's not the top end, but I don't even know that that's true, right? Like, I don't know what it would look like if Jordan was playing in today's NBA. I don't know. That stuff's impossible to, like, who knows? Who cares? Honestly, who cares? But, like, what's it going to take for a dynasty? I don't know, because there's a different best player in the league every year.
And I don't even really think that necessarily matters. I mean, I'm not sure that...
I don't think it's a bad thing.
It's a bad thing, but I don't think it matters. I don't think that the Thunder are thinking, okay, well, we are primed and prepped to have a dynastic run over the next 4 or 5 years, whatever that looks like. I just think they want to win their next game. You know,
they got to win their first one.
They got to win their next series. They got to get their first championship. And then from there, they've got the pieces to be right back in the mix. I do think that even though it might be more difficult than ever before to have a dynasty in the NBA because of the talent level and because of just the parity from a bunch of different teams, I do think that the Thunder are set up better than most to be able to repeat as champions. Like, if they're able to win this one, I do think they're set up better to be right back in it next year and to contend, because they've got those young pieces and they've got the, you know, like, we've just seen the growth of the foundation of this team from, I don't know, how many years ago was it when they really bottomed out and they started this rebuild? Was that
not four, that many?
Three, 4 years ago? We've seen a consistent ascent. And I don't think even if they win the NBA Finals this year, I don't think that ascent is done necessarily. I think that they would probably be set up better than most teams in the NBA to win this year and to be right back in the mix next year. Whether or not you define that as a dynasty, I don't know. But I do think they're better set up to do that.
It can't be defined as a dynasty until they start winning championships. It could be the beginning of one. But to the point of the draft picks, I mean, it's wild, wild, wild. They'll have two this year. They'll have three in 26. They'll have two more in 27. Like all of those picks they just acquired and acquired and acquired and acquired haven't even fully come to fruition yet. So that's Andy's point. Like they are set up to extend this out, I think. You just have to now, and it's a front office that don't you have as much faith in that front office as any front office in basketball?
Absolutely.
As far as talent evaluation, yeah. As far as pushing the right buttons. So it's not like you've just handed Nico, whatever his name is,
Harrison.
Nico Harrison, Nico whatever. Like you didn't just hand him nine picks, right?
You're talking about one of the most tenured GMs in the NBA, and Sam Presti. He's been there forever. He's done a phenomenal job. Like, yeah, I mean, I've got complete faith in that front office where, you know, you look at the fact that there's been no repeat champions for the better part of a decade. If there's going to be a team that could do that, I mean, I think most people thought it was going to be the Celtics, but it wasn't.
Well, it might have been if Tatum doesn't get hurt.
I think if any team is set up best to do that, it's going to be Oklahoma City.
I will agree with that. They are the most equipped. Real quick, on the other point of Scottie Scheffler, and I'm glad Andy brought it up because I wanted to ask you about it. Is this abnormally good, or is this just kind of normal par of the course for, you know, the appropriate term for a Scheffler expectation? Is he playing better than normal, or is he just kind of playing his deal?
He's playing Scottie Scheffler golf, which is head and shoulders above anything else we've seen. I mean, we've not seen a stretch of golf like this. And I even go back to last year and when he's just been dominant since Tiger Woods, and there is staying power with that. There is consistency with that. And what he does, the reason why I say he's playing Scottie Scheffler golf is because he doesn't beat himself. He gets into the position to win usually at the end of the day on Saturday, and then he doesn't give up the lead. And he doesn't falter. He doesn't make mistakes. Everybody else is looking up at him. They're chasing him, but he doesn't do anything to fall off the top of the leaderboard. He just goes out and he plays his game. And it's kind of like rinse and repeat every single week with Scottie Scheffler. That's why I say like, it's not abnormal. It's normal Scottie Scheffler, which is better than the rest.
Okay. So knowing that, and we have two majors left.
Yeah.
How many majors does he win this year?
I think he wins one more. I think he at least gets either the U.S. Open or the Open Championship, one of the two.
Okay, you mean the British Open. I'll die on that hill. All right, that'll do it for Sports Daily. Look, the big thing, we can dance around it all we want. Cags come up and hit like four home runs tonight, and let's just get this going right. Jack Caglione makes his debut for the Royals. You will hear it right here on KFH. 6:30.
I can't wait to see the way that the Royals and Mac Quatrero utilize him, where he's at in the lineup. We'll break it all down tomorrow morning.
I've never been, that I can remember, as excited about a lineup drop. Putting too much on the rookie, but hey, here we are. We'll do that. We'll talk about it all tomorrow, of course. See you then.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.